Yeah.
So the oldest one was, my oldest one is his sister. Her name is Adrian, A-D-R-I-N, Adrian. Well, it was based on the time, of course, she was a bread area. Adrian, and they had Hilton, Roscoe, my sister Kate. I got a brother that died between Kate and myself. Then they had me and my youngest brother, Albert.
Do all of y'all live on the island?
All of us live, except one sister that lives in Homer, Louisiana.
You imagine?
She lives in Homer. The rest of them live here. All their families are here, except for my sister. Some of my sister's children live in Florida, just spread out all over. They married and had their own family now.
Okay. Now, what would you put your clothes in? Did you have something with drawers in it that you would...
Yeah, they were made, people made a dress like. In those days, too, we had armors, what they call it, with a big, I'm sure you've seen them there, but thing like a...
That was when you didn't have a place to hang your clothes?
That's where you hung it, in an armor, they call it, to hang your Sunday suit, in other words. You know, your Sunday, one Sunday pants and one Sunday shirt for church with. That's what you had if you were lucky. All the rest of the time, you had overalls. Everybody wore overalls, which I still wear today. I love to wear them. Born and raised with them, I still wear them. Immediate comfortable, you know, to get around.
Yeah.
And then good clothes was hung in that arm on one side, and the other side was shelves where you hung your regular shoes.
And you could open the doors and...
Or open the two doors and get whatever clothes you needed out of it. But most of the time if a kid had two overalls, well, that was considered pretty good. You had two. You wore one for 3 days and then had that one washed and then wore the other the next 3 days. Now on Sunday you get to wear your Sunday.
Yeah. Now on Monday your mother would do the, usually, was that what she'd do all the...
Yeah, the washing was done in a tub with a washboard. You know that? I don't know if you ever seen those washboards. They made like this. You ever seen them when they wash?
Yeah, they would.
That's right, they scrub it. And her full fingers would get, they wouldn't have any skin. That with an octagon soap and that rough washboard, just peel her hand, like they have rubber gloves and all that, you just have to get with it. And that's how she wore the clothes.
Are your mother and father still alive?
No, both of them did. My mother died about 4 years ago, my father died about a year before she did.
I'm sorry about that. But, what would she, you know, when she was cleaning the house, you'd say she did all the...
She did all the... In those days, it wasn't like it is today either.
Yeah.
The man did earn a living, but the mother did the housework. That was all how she took care of it.
Yeah.
We used to have to take bricks, regular bricks as you see today, and go out there with a hammer or whatever you could get, and just beat on them bricks till you turn that into a powder. And that's what they scrubbed the floors with.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you can get out there with one of them hard bristle brushes and get on your hands and knees and scrub that floor with that brick. To pay a nickel for a little tub of brick after we got too beaten on it for about a half a day. We could sell that to the neighbors. They come for us and come to the neighbors in the front.
Yeah.
That's how we made it. You get a nickel or a dime, and that was plenty of money, but a nickel and a dime.
What did you sweep with? Did you have a...
They had brooms, similar like they ought to do, except they were a little heavier, I recall.
Yeah. Would they ever make them out of anything here?
They never made them. These to get there. The old store, which is on the end of the street, was the old store in Grand Isle, Ludwig's store. Still standing today, the old store, of course, the old diamond all gone. They used to sell a broom. That was all brought in from New Orleans on a boat. You didn't have a road coming to Grand Isle then.
Yeah.
Your food, bread, and all the stuff was brought down here by boat from Lafitte, Louisiana, to Grand Isle. There's a boat by the name of Chicago, was the name of the boat. Used to make one trip a week down here to bring all the supplies that the people needed. When they get to the dock, which is one street over from here, everybody go with their horse and their cart. Everybody had a horse and they pull a little cart and go out and they get your supplies. 10 cents worth of flowers, 15 cents worth of beans, you had half a sack in those days for 15 cents.
Yeah.
And then you had your supplies for till the figure for a week till the boat would come back.